Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Town of Boston Supervisor Jason Keating joining us on the WBEN Live Line to talk about the politics of potholes. Jason, we saw pictures of Zimmerman and Back Creek roads yesterday. They look pretty rough. Did that just happen over the winter, or have they been like that?
No, actually, that's something that's been going on for quite a while. First, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I certainly appreciate the time. And also, Erie County Legislator John Mills and Stefan Mahayu, the Erie County Comptroller, for their support in helping draw some additional attention. To answer your question, no, these roads have been in rough condition for quite a few years. I personally have lived in the town of Boston for just about 9 years, and I live off of Zimmerman Road. And there have been times where there has been so much erosion, just even in, the summer and springtime, with water coming down and eroding the shoulders, that it actually carries some of the asphalt onto the roads. So, you know, that's the water's the number one enemy of asphalt all across Western New York, anywhere across the state for that matter. And when proper drainage, proper shoulders aren't maintained on top of the asphalt itself not being maintained properly, you know, we get to these conditions that we're seeing here today.
Now, where would you, I guess, draw the distinction or draw that line between needing to repair roads and needing to repair the major roads? Because it seems like that might be one of the big issues here, that obviously the roads that get more traffic get more attention. But meanwhile, you're mentioning a more rural road that has gone years without getting some of the attention that it deserves. How would you walk that line?
Yeah, that's something that I have had the opportunity to sit down with Erie County DPW Commissioner Bill Geary and also Deputy Commissioner Charlie Sickler. We've had discussions regarding how to try to prioritize these. And you bring up a very valid point that even some of my residents have contacted my office in regards to the conditions, but what they're being told is that roads, let's say up in the north towns that receive, let's say, upwards of 15 to 20,000 vehicles a day, may be receiving a higher priority than, say, my roads here in the town of Boston that may receive 200 to maybe 1,200 vehicles a day. I think that that is a direct reflection of the conditions that you're seeing on any of the new local news stations that have had the opportunity to give residents in the Western New York region a clear view of some of the rolling shoulders, where I have a slide out of a bank where a guardrail doesn't even protect any motorist that's going by there. I do have potholes that are big enough that vehicles are swerving across the yellow line into the other lane just so they don't damage their cars. I have residents who are finding alternate roads to try to get to work or try to go get just simple things like gas and groceries. Again, it's I hear what the county's saying, and I, especially being the chief financial officer for a small municipality, I certainly understand that there's only so much money and it can only go so far per year as the monies are being appropriated. But again, this has been going on for years. This isn't something that's happened overnight. It's been continuous. It's been ongoing. And one of the reasons I did reach out to the county when I took office in January as a supervisor is because I wanted to draw attention to this. It's just been going on too long. And as I've stressed over and over again, we, as a township, our safety is being jeopardized by that. We've had local law enforcement complain about it. We've had the fire departments complain about it. Ambulances complain about it. And just as I brought up yesterday in the news conference, is picture a loved one, somebody that you know, a neighbor, or even yourself, heaven forbid, in the back of an ambulance and having to go down these roads. And if you're in a condition that requires that you're stabilized and that you get somewhere quickly, that's not going to happen on some of these roads just due to the conditions of them.
Hey, Jason, have you proposed an idea, or do you have something that you'd like to be heard out that might be a way to get money for these roads outside of the road budget because they're maybe not a priority in that road budget because of the traffic?
Well, you know, that's its own challenge. You know, when you look at where the money is actually coming from, there's what's called AIM funding and CHIPS funding that comes from the state. The most recent budget passed by the state, there was absolutely zero increase to any kind of additional funding. That does have a ripple effect when it rolls to the county level, and most certainly to my level at a local government level. Where can additional money come from? Truthfully, that does come from the county executive. He has essentially the same position, if you will, that I do, that he's the chief financial officer. He's the one that would be able to appropriate additional monies to address the issue.
But, you know, Jason, Mark Poloncarz says you can't do real road repair right now because of the winter that just seemingly won't end. And he also says that his administration has spent more on roads than any prior administration. Do you buy that?
It's an interesting play on the numbers and the statistics. You know, we can certainly take politics right out of this. And when you look at it sheerly by the numbers standpoint, he is correct when he states that you cannot pave roads now. I'm not expecting roads to be paved now. What I am expecting as a supervisor for my municipality of 8,300 residents is that there's a plan in place. I've had conversations with the Erie County DPW. There are discussions regarding getting portions of Zimmerman and portions of Back Creek repaired. Again, just as the Erie County Comptroller had spoke yesterday, it's a partial repair. It's not the entire road. So then when you look at the amount of dollars that have been spent, anybody can pull up this information. It's public information. Take a look at the money that's actually been appropriated to county roads and highway repair, then compare that to what was actually spent, because not all the money has been spent. That's not just affecting my community. It's affecting every community across Erie County in Western New York.
All right, Jason, we appreciate the time. That's Jason Keating, the Boston Town Supervisor, talking politics and potholes this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.